Stephen, 10 of the morning, Tedwell, this weekend is the Ride Like Mad Poker Run. And here to tell us more about it is Matt Bretz. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
I tell you what, this is a fundraiser for Mothers Against Drunk Driving, right? Tell us about it.
It is. It's Saturday morning, and I just listened to the forecast, and tomorrow's going to be a beautiful day for it. Thank you for that forecast. But we start with registration at J. Hatfield Honda at 9:30. Kickstands up at 10:30. We have some great stops planned. We end at Twister City Harley-Davidson. And the Wichita Hog Chapter is going to make lunch for us, where we give away door prizes, raffle prizes, and also honor the family of Ashley Austin, who we ride in memory of this year.
Now, for those of us who don't know, what is a poker run? Do you guys stop and play cards every now and then, or what?
So at each stop, so there are four stops along the way, and at each stop, you draw a card.
Okay.
You don't have to know how to play poker to do this. You draw a card. At the last stop at Twister City, we'll have a game of skill, a dart game, so you can possibly select your last card to get the best poker hand. And then the winner and the first place, second place, and also the worst hand get prizes.
Now, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, that's who you're raising the money for. How are you personally connected with them, Matt?
Well, for over 30 years, I've represented the victims of drunk and drug driving. And several years ago, Matt asked me to join their board. And so I'm on the National Board of Directors of Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And our sole purpose, well, I shouldn't say our sole purpose. We provide support for victims and survivors of drunk and drug driving. And then our main goal is to end the devastation caused by it. So we do a lot of legislative activity. We do a lot of public awareness. You know, right now in the United States, we have over 13,000 people a year who are killed by drunk and drug drivers.
Mm.
And so our goal is to get that number to zero.
Can you tell us a little bit about Ashley Austin? I mean, you're doing this ride in memory of Ashley. Tell us about her.
We are. So she was a teacher at Canton Galba. She started the FFA program there. And her life was cut tragically short by somebody who made the conscious decision to drink and drive. And, you know, it's horrible. Her family will be celebrating Christmas this year, if you can celebrate Christmas without her. And, you know, holidays, birthdays, Christmases will all be without her because someone made that decision. So we ride in her honor and in her memory this year and plan to have anticipate having some of her family there to recognize.
You know, Matt, it never hurts just to remind folks, you know, if you're heading out and you think you might be drinking a little bit, maybe it's get yourself a designated driver, but think ahead and plan ahead, because on the other side of this thing, you don't want to cause somebody this kind of grief just because you're irresponsible, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I always, when I talk to teens about this, I always tell them, your parents would much rather get a phone call from you saying, hey, mom, dad, I had too much to drink. Come pick me up. They'd much rather that call than the call saying, hey, I'm in jail, or the call where they have to come identify you in the morgue.
Oh, my goodness.
So your parents want that phone call. And to adults, your friends want that call. Your family wants that call because they want you to get home safe.
Brett, Matt, I know you're an attorney. What motivated you to get involved in all this?
Well, really, it was 30 years of representing victims.
Yeah,
and it just seemed like too little. I was always, you know, the Band-Aid trying to fix something that couldn't really be fixed, and so I wanted to get ahead of the problem. And so my former partner and I started something called Safe Ride, where we hired a couple of retired detectives to be on call on weekends. And if somebody called and said they had too much to drink and wanted to ride home, the detectives would show up. One would drive the person home in my vehicle, and the other one would drive the person's vehicle home, so they'd be there in the driveway in the morning when they or in the afternoon when they woke up. And I think that's what ultimately led Matt to give me a buzz and led to my involvement with Matt.
You know, I had a friend and coworker who I think was pretty active with you guys. He liked to ride his motorcycle. A guy named Don Hall. Was Don involved with you?
You know, I knew Don Hall, and we rode. We had a ride like Matt in his honor a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
What a tragedy. So many people across Wichita, Sedgwick County, and really across the state were impacted by his loss.
Okay, so...
You know, and his was... Go ahead.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, his was 4 o'clock in the morning. Somebody was out drunk and just completely unnecessary, completely preventable.
Hey, I had come through that same intersection just a little bit before him, and I was here at work when we found out about it. So it can happen to anybody, anytime, but just try to get the drunk drivers off the streets. Matt, thanks for being with us. Again, registration starts at 9:30, and that is at J. Hatfield Honda Powerhouse on East Kellogg Drive at 11212, right? 11212 East?
Yes.
All right. And you're inviting anybody who's got a motorcycle to come out and ride with you, huh?
Anybody with a motorcycle, and you don't even have to have a motorcycle. We have cars that show up. We have trucks that show up, and it's going to be a beautiful day for it.
It is.
I hope we get a good turnout.
A ride to benefit mothers against drunk driving. And thank you, Matt Bretz, for being with us this morning, Steve and Ted. It's 7:40 now with Steve and Ted on KNSS, and Amazon is ramping up its workforce for the holiday season. The online retailer announcing this week it would hire 250,000 workers for the holiday season.
Yeah.
Including full-time, part-time, and seasonal positions. Forecasters expecting a record $240 billion in online sales this year, accounting for 8.4% of all retail. So Amazon is getting ready to rock and roll.
Getting ready for that Cyber Monday.
Yeah. All right, day 12 of the machinist strike at Textron Aviation, and maybe they can get something going with negotiations and come back to work next week. I'm sure they would rather be there than out on the picket line.
Probably.
7:41, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update this morning. WSU predicting a nearly 8% jump in local home prices next year. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.